Can we please get seated? So moving into the next analysis, which has to do with the ICD criteria. Milton.
Okay, so completeness is a bit of a hard slog here. We've got quite a few comments of people who support the proposal, but have many suggestions about how it needs to be completed or details need to be filled in. Some of the obvious candidates in that regard are the root zone management aspect, which is perceived as a gap. Others are addressing a number of other details. Say, for example, the Google comments are typical. Key aspects of the proposal would benefit from further clarification or refinement, and these points are covered in separate tabs. Anything from how do the numbers community and protocol parameters community interact with PTI? Some people are still unsure about the way the intellectual property related to IANA is going to be handled. Some people want checkpoints during which the community can confirm the details for coherence with the community's shared understanding. So basically, we are getting into a debate about what appropriate level of implementation is required before that people can support this proposal. On the other hand, there are people that have said explicitly, maybe about a third of these commenters, that, you know, it's not completely perfectly specified, but it's complete enough to be evaluated against the NTIA criteria. There's also a few, two or three comments from developing countries that said, you know, the whole proposal is so complicated that nobody who's not totally involved in this can actually understand what's being proposed. And, of course, the biggest comment about completeness had to do with the CCWG accountability arrangements, which everyone recognizes is a final part of the proposal that we are not in charge of. So I think we don't have to worry about that too much, except that we do need to get the CCWG to sign off on the CCWG proposal. And it looks like the deadline for the CCWG to finish its work is receding a little bit as we speak. So, with that as an introduction, I will open it up for discussion. We have Joe already. Go ahead.
Thanks, Milton. Joe Svaladov. Yeah, I just wanted to qualify one of the comments, which was the related to the dependency and the lack of completeness. I think a number, if not a majority, of the commentators who raised that then failed to give us a comment on what we actually asked them to comment on, which was, assuming the dependencies are met, is this sufficient? So unfortunately, while they commented on the dependencies created an incomplete proposal, most of them didn't go to the second step, but if these were all completed in the way laid out, that would be sufficient. So I just think we need to take that into account, that they haven't necessarily argued that if the proposal were completed the way it's laid out, it might be sufficient. That didn't get into some of the analysis. It did in some, but a number of them just left off with, if it's not completed, then we have a dependency, but didn't opine on whether the resolution of dependency was sufficient.
One of my takeaways from reviewing the comments in this section was, I think somewhere in the proposal we need to be more comprehensive in terms of listing what is expected to be completed in the implementation phase. There is a short, that's the very last subsection of Part Zero already has some narrative about this, but I think having sort of a bulleted list of the items from across the three community proposals that have been called out in terms of expected to be completed during implementation, I think would help clarify some of these points. Some of the commenters, of course, believe that the things need to be completed before the proposal goes to NTIA, and that's, you know, a substantive concern that we should discuss for some of them. But regardless of that, I do think having a handy list would help clarify things.
Like Joe, I expected that the people they mentioned, irrespective of interdependency, whether these five or six area of dependency or interdependency were sufficient or not, they missed that. The main purpose of the question was this, whether there was other areas that they didn't answer to that. Moreover, I expected that they could say, like ICANN board, that several details of the implementation or how the issue is function is missing. They have not given that at all. So there are areas that there is no detail, and ICANN board has clearly mentioned that a lot of details are missing. In fact, I'm not criticizing CCWG because I'm participant and liaison and so on and so forth. But if you go to the community membership, there is an overall description, but detail is not there. There are many details is not there, and I can board pick up that clearly. So I expected that community also pick up that. It was not. So this is the two areas, but saying that how will be implemented, so I think even some of us may not know how it will be implemented, because this is just theory. I told several times to the CCWG that you are designing a theory, and you don't know whether this theory in practice it works or doesn't work. We don't know that. So we have to do that. Some people, they said that to doing that, don't wait for July 16, 2000, and start to do it to see whether there is any problem or not. Or not, but I don't know. So these are the two areas I was missing from the comments. Thank you.
Yeah, again, just wanted to call your attention, if it's not already evident from the slide, that there's a very effective division between people who want these completeness criteria to be met before the proposal goes to the NTIA and those who are satisfied to have it done afterwards. With the exception of the CCWG work stream, which of course we all knew had to be completed before the proposal goes to the NTIA, most of the comments are proposing that these be handled as details of implementation. So that's good. The only thing that a number of commenters are calling for fixing before the proposal goes to the NTIA is the conclusion of a root zone management agreement between the IANA functions office, or conclusion of an agreement between the IANA functions operator and the root zone management operator. And You know, we've already discussed that, and we're working on how to handle it. So is there anything here that you think needs to be addressed in any, you know, requiring significant action from the ICG? I have Joe on the queue.
Yeah, this was further to Alyssa's comment, and I guess the last thing you just said, and that was that I think people were questioning what needs to be agreed before transition, then some were saying what needs to be implemented before transition, and then some were talking specifically to documentation and then suggesting what documentation needs to be in principle agreed, what documentation needs to be implemented, and then some of them were going to, do you have to commit to the parameters of the documentation if it's not implemented beforehand? So I think those are the various factors that came up through the proposals, and I think we just need to capture them all in some way, because some of them were documentary and some of them were kind of proposal concepts.
So you're back in the queue. Is that an old hand or is that
new hand?
Okay.
If we are dealing with accountability in the CCWG work stream one, it is clearly defined that actions to be implemented or committed to be implemented. That means not 100% to be implemented, so committed to be ready for that. So this is the situation. Not all of the things could be ready before the transition, but the commitment that it is implementable, that should be done by the CCWG. And the work stream one, they try to do that up to 3rd of September, but now situation is totally changed. Thank you.
Alyssa.
I was just going to ask Joe, can you give examples in that category about documentation? The only one I was thinking was the bylaws. Is that the kind of thing that you're thinking? I'm having trouble conceptualizing what's the difference between something that needs to be documented and something that needs to be agreed. Because doesn't it get agreed by getting written down?
Yeah, I think the agreement was, this is Joe Alatif, I think the agreement question was agreements in principle as to some of the concepts of the proposal. This will be done, this won't be done. Documents included people wanting to see the SLA, people wanting to see service level expectations, people wanting to see the actual contract between two parties. Those were the kind of things that some people were saying that absent seeing the document, they weren't convinced that the proposal was complete. Each of the documents would be a narrow subset of the group. But it was a running theme that some people had some document they wanted to see as part of either accountability or transparency or some level of assurance. As I said, again, small pieces of various comments, but a theme that was running through them that I just think we need to capture.
I wonder how much this pre-submission implementation versus post-submission implementation relates to the issue of how long the ICG should stay around and how much should we oversee the process of implementation to make sure that it actually conforms to what was agreed and doesn't go off track. I think that issue was raised in connection with an earlier discussion, and I think it's relevant to this completeness issue also.
On the agenda for tomorrow.
Yes, I am not in a position to address the SLA or the contract between concerned parties, but I could comment on the preparations of the bylaw modification and fundamental bylaw. It is foreseen that it will be done between the time that the first action is finished, which was about to be finished in Dublin, but now it's postponed until July 2016, that the ICANN legal people plus the legal firms doing for work for CCWG try to prepare the draft of the fundamental bylaw inclusion of the commitment, and ICANN article of incorporation. Everything should be ready by that time, 16th of July 2016. So that is what's foreseen before this 3rd of September. Whether we maintain that date or not, I don't know. But about the SLA and contract, I don't think that we should get in that sort of things. SLA is something between the operational communities and the ICANN, but I don't know whether the readiness of that has any issue for the commenter to this particular items. Thank you.
Daniel.
Hey. This is Daniel Kahnbeck. Thank you, Milton, for this summary. I think, as with everything, what we're missing here, looking at all the comments, is that the overwhelming majority of them who answered the question were actually supportive of the completeness. So that's something to note. The other thing I'd like to reiterate is what is actionable here. What do we need to do? Do we need to? And that's a general question. We can discuss a very long time about CCWG and so on, but I think we can answer those questions very easily by basically saying, pointing to our document, which are the completeness questions that we really need to deal with by possibly making changes to Section 0, and which are the completeness questions that we need to deal with by doing more in the FAQ and other more informal things. And let me just offer something. I think the ones that we should address again formally is the one of the dependencies. Just make that very, very clear on what we expect the process to be. Once our document is finished, what do we do? Communicate to CWG about this, and the other stuff is mainly sort of in the explanatory area, like relationship between protocol parameters and numbers and PTI and so on, which we already have the information. We just need to put that into our FAQ. So let's please concentrate on what's actionable. What action do we need to take?
Good suggestion, Martin.
Thanks, Milton. I certainly would subscribe to what Daniel's just said, but I put my hand up about. Essentially, the example of service level expectations. And I think this applies to almost all of them. It doesn't really matter to most people what is in the service level expectations. But it does matter to the communities that are affected, and there needs to be some pressure on the system that ensures that the documentation at implementation is correct and ready to go through into the implementation. So I think the way this chart is shown is actually particularly useful, because it does allow us to segment. And perhaps we need to think a little bit more about how we do that segmentation. I think by and large it looks around about right to me. Where it becomes very clear that the work still needs to be done, but that work isn't for us to do. That work is for the CWG, the CRISP team, the IANA plan team, to make sure that the elements they need are in place. So all we're doing is sort of holding up a flag that says these things need to be in place at the time of transition. Thanks.
Keith Davidson.
Thanks, Keith Davidson, for the record. And sorry, I had my hand up in Adobe Connect, but my battery went flat. So, Milton, I think this is a very good approach, a nice template to give us guidance. But I do note that under the service level expectations, there were a couple of submissions. Submission 83 from Centre, the European CCTLD collaboration, or regional organisation, and submission 123, both suggesting that the SLEs must be in place as part of the ICG, or prior to the ICG submitting the transition plan. So so you've got a gap to fill in the centre column there. Thank you.
That's number three, established service level expectations for names.
Correct, and okay. Submission 83 and 123.
Yeah, there's a few gaps here and there in the classification of the comments, and because it was somewhat fragmented, the people processing the comments, this happened. So it's good that you notice that. Can the Secretariat make a note of that? It was number 83 and...
83 and 123, and I think it wasn't immediately obvious in the way the submissions were listed that they were necessarily from a CCTLD or a CCTLD regional organisation. So I understand how those gaps could have easily come about, but I guess that's part of what we're doing now is fixing those gaps.
Yeah, good. Thanks for bringing it up. So isn't a service level expectation for names floating around the CWG?
Keith Davidson again. Yes, the CWG has just signed off on the work of the subgroup that was issued the task of developing the SLEs. So there have been two calls and consensus agreement that the SLEs will come forward. The suggestion was that the chairs of the CWG would be making the SLEs a submission to this group, but I don't see them amongst the submissions. So maybe because the last call was 3 days after submissions closed, they didn't quite make it. But the intention is to formalise the SLEs for us, for the ICG group, by submitting them somehow so that they are in front of us.
But it sounds like we're pretty close to meeting the goal of having them before the proposal goes to the NTIA, right?
Keith Davidson again. Yes, correct. And I think the question is, given that the names proposal refers or includes the principles for the SLEs and refers to the required development of them, is it now appropriate for us to consider as the ICG that we, once we formally receive those, that we can append those SLEs directly to the names proposal?
Okay. Mr. Arista?
Yes, Kavusa speaking. Thank you very much. I said something this morning, but I felt that it was not sufficiently taken care of by our distinguished ICG colleague. 25th and 26th, we have the face-to-face meeting with Board of ICANN and CCWG. After that, perhaps we would have some call again between the board and CCWG before ICANN 54 in order to reconcile the situation. What I suggest, and in fact repeat my previous suggestion with a better wording, would be the following. ICG is of the view or is of the strong view that irrespective of community empowerment mechanism model, whether it should be CMSM, that means Community Mechanism Sole Member, or MEM, Multi-Stakeholder Empowerment Mechanism, irrespective of these two, and irrespective of the scope and binding nature of the IRP, the requirements of CWG, as mentioned in their output document, as and included in the ICG need to be met. This put a little bit of pressure to both parties, ICANN board and CCWG, to try to find a common ground in order to have an agreement. And there is, in my view, there is a room for agreement. The only thing that they should look at that one, I'm sorry to say that some people in both groups, they are pushing for their own position. That doesn't work. They need to look at the possibilities, and there is no way saying that one is right and the other is wrong. The important thing is that the people should try to understand each other and find some ground of agreement and consensus. So I think, once again, I request that this should be included in our output, that we want that this requirement be met irrespective of any model and irrespective of the nature and the scope of the IRP that really is a part of the ICG activity. The remaining, we leave it to them to discuss, but these are the essential part that we are much concerned. Thank you.
Kavos, I would have to say that at least two stakeholder groups I know of would not accept that, that it really does matter how the IRP is handled. It really does matter what the accountability mechanism is before they're going to accept a proposal. And the ICG, I think, is in no position to say it doesn't matter. We have to get a final proposal from the CCWG before we can pass this on. And that proposal has to have a sufficient level of consensus to qualify as a proposal. But anyway, Elise is next.
Thank you, Milton. This is Elise Garrick. And I wanted to talk to the point that people are saying what things need to be done pre-transition or before the transition begins, and draw your attention to ICANN's response to the ICG proposal, where we and ICANN mention that the collective proposals identify a whole lot of things that would be liked, that should be done before the transition. And those collective proposals aren't just the SLEs. They're a lot of different things. And so I think it would be useful if the ICG, and we talked about looking at the collective proposals and not just as silos, would look at this and help provide guidance as to how those things might be prioritized if the transition were to have a timeline of when you want to get to the transition. I know with independent working groups, the CWG and the CRISP team and the IANA plan, we've had conversations and said, well, you know, this is going to take changes to these tools, or this is going to take changes to this system. And that's just the operational pieces, not the all legal stuff and the documents and those relationships. So it'd be nice if the ICG, instead of just pulling out one and two and three things that each proposal or comment has noted, if they could look at the collective proposals and provide some guidance as to what they think is prioritized to be done, so that when we sign up for going forward, we all know that maybe everything can't be done at the same time. Thank you.
Interesting. So you're suggesting that we should actually prioritize the implementation aspects?
I would think that we might look at it as a whole and say, well, if, you know, every system has to change for this group, that group, and the other group, it might be that we want to prioritize what things are, and ask those communities which things are the absolute must-haves, so that we can have a phased implementation plan versus everything all at the same time. I don't know if that was clear enough.
Very clear, yep. Patrick, you dropped out. Alyssa.
So on that point, maybe you could clarify a little bit, at least, because I think, you know, we have been trying to separate into at least two buckets, which is before the proposal goes to NTIA versus before the contract expires, right? So that division I find useful. In terms of prioritizing further within the second bucket, I I had trouble understanding the comment from the ICANN board, actually, because I feel like it's sort of up to ICANN. I mean, if you know, there's a bunch of things that you guys need to do. I found it a little strange to say, well, we should come tell you the order that you should do them in. And also in light of the fact that some of them have attempted to get done and ICANN has said we can't do that yet, which must have come for some reason, right? So personally with IETF hat on, I was kind of like, how are we supposed to respond to that? I don't really know, because in terms of, I fully appreciate that while each community has its own things that it wants to get done, IANA and PTI in the future have to deal with all of those things. I think we're all going to come and tell you should do ours first, right? So maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit.
So actually, by each community coming and saying you should do ours first, is I think we go back to this morning's conversation where we're all acting as silos and not as looking at the oversight of the IANA functions. And I agree that part of our earlier conversations were at some point in time those functions may be separated. But the concept right now, I thought, was to keep the IANA functions operationally together. And maybe that's not a correct assumption on my part. But by us looking at each silo and making lists like this that, you know, the SLEs have to be done before we can have a transition, those of you who aren't in the CWG maybe haven't looked at the number of metrics that we need to instrument. Not that we're not arguing that they are not good things to do. That's not the point. I thought we all had the same goal to try and get to a transition. And if all these things are mandatory before a transition can happen, and the SLEs just happens to be a convenient example that's on the board right now, then the transition's going to be much further out than maybe people want. And that's up to the communities to decide. I'm just raising the flag that the number of things we've been asked to implement are going to take time. They draw upon the same number of resources. It's not like there's more people, three times as many people to do something for each community independently. That maybe it's the ICG that should look at this and compile all the things in one bucket that must be done, and then we can have a conversation about implementation if it's feasible to get them done by September next year or whatever the timeline people want the transition to happen. Because that's what I've heard, is everyone would like the transition now to be by next September. And there's a lot of things on the plate. I don't know if that clarifies it, Alyssa?
Yeah, just one follow-up on it, just because you used the SLEs as an example. I think the conversation we had earlier about the SLEs is that they need to be written down, and they need to be written down by the CWG, and I guess maybe agreed to with IANA, or I'm not sure about that part.
That's been done.
That's done. Okay. So that's the part that needed to happen before the proposal goes off to NTIA, I thought. I mean,
Keith was actually in the queue. Do you want to let him address that?
Please.
I think, firstly, we do need to be cautious in terms of overburdening IANA with a mountain of tasks and things that could then be done badly and would rather a graduated response. I think, to be fair, in terms of the discussion around the service level expectations, the agreement was, or what was being sought by Submission 83 and Submission 123, was that the service level expectations be defined and agreed so that there was no chance of ICANN subsequently saying we're not going to implement, or we don't like these things, or we're not going to do them. They wanted to see a hard and fast template. Now, if that means to some members of the community that requires implementation ahead of time, I guess if you're saying, Elise, that implementation may take months rather than weeks, that's a conversation that I think needs to go back to those parties so they understand the ramifications. But I think the fact that there's been agreement over the SLEs and that they could be appended to the names proposal should give heart that that is dealt with and it becomes an implementation process. And then where that sits in the implementation process might be one of those assessed priorities that we can give you guidance on in due course. Thank you.
I'm still confused, but if you want to take this, we can try to take it offline or something. I don't know if anybody else cares, but okay.
You're still in the queue, and we still have 8 minutes in our time.
Okay.
Although Joe is in the queue.
Clarify.
If I could just clarify, the working group A, I think it is, for the CWG finished their document for the SLEs. They finalized it. They sent it to CWG. It was accepted. In the last conversation before it was finalized, which included members of ICANN, the CWG working group decided that everything had to be implemented as documented before a transition could take place. And so it's more than what's in the two comments, Keith, just to clarify. Thank you.
Before the transition can take place is a year from now. It's not in the theoretical timeline that we had a month from now when we were going to send the proposal. That's what I was asking. I thought you were saying you had to be able to hit the performance targets a month from now. But what you're saying, I think, both, is that everyone wants you to be able to hit the performance targets a year from now.
That the implementation has to be done in order to have transition for all the different, not just the SLEs. I'm talking, you have to look at the aggregate of the things that have to be done because they were removing the root zone administrator from the system. We're instrumenting the system. We're doing lots of different things, or we will be doing lots of different things based on these proposals. And in order to maintain the stability that's required, that takes development times, scoping time, development time, and testing time.
Yes, understood. And no one is expecting you to do that within the next month. That was all I was trying to establish, because that's what I heard, is that it had to be done before we send the proposal to NTIA, which is a much different timing. Thanks.
But maybe one could consider a prioritization to be within the scope of our compatibility and coordination remit. Anyway, Joe, you've been waiting a long time.
Thank you, Joseph Aladoff. Yeah, I guess I think this is one of the things where we should be talking to the communities if we have questions, because I'm a little concerned about our prioritizing the actions of implementation. I think even I'm maybe concerned about even our cataloging them, because I don't actually think we're going to know what the complete catalog is. I think NTIA had made a request for more information about implementation. We've had an initial conversation with the communities about that. I think the comments indicate that there's a concern that there is a greater interdependency across the communities on implementation than there actually may be. So I think this is an area where a reversion back to the communities to perhaps say there seems to be some need for further clarification on this, and perhaps an assertion as to whether there are dependencies among some of the implementation steps might be useful. Because I think there is, at least within the comments, a lack of clarity related to what this means. And when NTIA made the question, I'm not sure NTIA is clear on what they think the implementation process is going to be. So I think this is something that requires clarification. I'm a little concerned that I don't think we're the best positioned group to clarify it. I think the communities are best positioned to clarify what needs to be done and in what sequence, and whether there are dependencies between the sequences. I think I take it as a, you know, I take as a given that there is a finite number of resources to implement those things. So there has to be some kind of a triage concept of what you implement in what order. But perhaps there can be cross community guidance related to that, as opposed to our making assumptions related to that.
Oh, wait, Yari, you're in the queue? Okay. Did your battery die too? Or are you just glazed over from looking at too much Adobe Connect? Because it's really hard for me to notice that you're in the queue unless you use Adobe Connect. So other than Giannis, who is apparently on top of it all, she's pointing out to me who to call on, but that's an indirect process. So if you want to get in the queue and your battery's not dead, use Adobe Connect. Well, you're in now.
Yarek, so I sympathize with this idea that several hundred people are specifying things that 13 people at the ANA department are trying to implement, and they're very efficient. Thank you for that, Elise. But we do have to watch that a little bit, and maybe the right way to think about this is first of all, that we, the ICG, may have some high-level understanding of what the dependencies between parts are and the order of things. But ultimately, it's a community thing. I agree with Joe that that's the only place that can reasonably come from. But I would actually like to talk more about not so much priority, but the dependencies and order between actions. I think that's more fundamental, and sort of we can sort of, in an engineering fashion, do that, and rather than assigning value so much to the priority or importance, we do know some very basic things. We have to get the SLA done before the NTIA contract goes away, as an example. So I think that's a useful thing. And pushing this to an implementation task that the communities need to complete this chart on their own part, I think that would be a useful approach.
Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel Kahnbeck. Joe very well expressed what I was going to say first in order to make my point. So I absolutely agree that we shouldn't be doing detailed implementation planning or writing detailed implementation plans here. I don't think we are the right place to do the prioritization and all that, so I fully agree we shouldn't be doing that. And I think the way forward clearly is not to do that, not to enter it into our document, but to communicate to the operational communities that these concerns have been raised, and that in order to gain confidence by the organizations and individuals that commented, the operation communities should communicate actively about their the development of their implementation plans. And I think if we do that, we've done, as the ICG, exactly what we have to do, nothing less and nothing more. That's my proposal.
You want them to communicate with each other? Or with whom?
That too. But the important thing is that they, what we see is uncertainty about the implementation details. And we say we don't want to interfere with the implementation details, but you should take note of that uncertainty and those questions, and communicate actively to reduce those concerns or eliminate those concerns. And yes, by the way, you should also, and that's a different point, talk to each other. Yeah, but the important thing is like that we say this is not in our remit. We think we have sufficient detail in the proposal to go ahead, and but it's very important for the operational communities to be transparent and actively communicating about the progress of their implementation plan.
We're done on time. Yay, yes.
Would you want to summarize what you think?
No,
we need
done.
To do
yes.
On the whole topic of completeness.
I think we have a a pretty good list of things that need to be addressed. We in our response to these comments, we can make this distinction between things that need to be in place before the proposal goes to NTIA, we had some inconclusive discussions of the degree to which we should either aggregate and analyze these implementations that have to happen before, or consult with the operational communities about what they think needs to happen. So I got the sense that most people do not agree with Elise that we should take a more active role in kind of sorting through these things in the aggregate. But I'm not sure what we should do, so maybe people can help me come to some conclusion here. Go ahead, Dan.
This is Daniel again. Just to be very concrete, I think if you look at your matrix, we should say that one before is dealt with, and the rest is basically, just like I said before, something that the operational community's concern should address. Planning well and communicating to the public well. So basically just one of them is done, and the others, we have no actionable items.
Keith?
Just following up, I think if IANA is running short of resources, would adding resources help with the timeline for implementation? So is this an issue of ICANN not addressing the request for resources, or are you at the point where you couldn't manage if you had more resources with implementation? And that might give us some guidance as to the way through this.
I don't think it's just resources. It's not like, I don't know, it's probably a bad analogy. It doesn't go over well multiculturally, but I'll try it anyway. If you want to have a baby, it takes 9 months. And if you have 9 women, you're not going to get a baby in 1 month. So.
Really?
Sorry. So I don't think it's just a resource question. There's three different, I'm sorry if it offended anybody, I didn't mean it to, but there's three communities coming up with three different sets of things that they'd like done. We have the same timeline for all of those communities to have things delivered. So there's a balancing within ICANN of how to prioritize the development resources for all three things, how my department prioritizes working on the SLA agreement with one of you and then the SLA agreement. I mean, we try to do all these things in parallel, but some things have to happen almost sequentially, or not exactly sequentially, but interleaved and have phases. So I'd like to go back to this morning's conversation, and I think it was Joe or I don't know, maybe it was Keith Drazik that brought it up, that the communities are making assumptions that the cooperation and the way they've worked together before will continue, but it's not in any of the proposals per se. And I don't know how much, the IETFs talk to the RIR about, what they're asking for and what the RIRs are asking for. I don't know how much the CWGs talk to the IETF, so that those three communities are talking to each other. And I think the ICG is the place that's supposed to say, are you guys talking to each other and looking at the bulk of what is being required, so that if ICANN, as the operations implementation part of it, comes back to you and says, well, we can get A, B, and C done by the data transition, but X, Y, and Z we'd like to phase later. We don't have any venue or any channel for that conversation. We've had it individually, and sometimes not with success, because everybody says, well, I want what I want. And I'm like that too. I want what I want. But I think if we want, as a community, to get this done, then maybe the ICG's role is to go back and say, will you guys talk to each other? And then figure out how, whether we can get all of this done at the same time, or whether you're willing to do a phase thing or not. I don't know, Keith, I did kind of went on a tangent there, sorry.
But are you talking about, I think you're making a very good point, just my opinion, of course, but are you talking about these communities talking to each other through us, or are we convening some kind of a documented process by which they do this, or are we just sort of giving them a general recommendation, go off and cooperate?
I kind of thought the ICG charter said that we were supposed to look at all three proposals to see if they make a compatible whole. And we've said that we didn't see any glaring incompatibilities. I believe that's what we've said. However, what I'm trying to raise is, even though on paper they're not glaring incompatibilities, the mutual goal to hit a timeline for transition may not be able to accommodate all the requirements that each individual proposal is requesting. And I think it's the ICG's role to go back to the three communities, or potentially, you guys have to decide if that's our role. But I would say our role is to go to the three communities and say, have you guys talked to each other? And, then figured out whether or not you want to then approach the operator and talk about what could be implemented from this whole buffet of things we want, or whether it can be all be done at the same time, or if it should be phased. Does that answer your question, Milton?
Yes, it does. And Keith provided a very practical suggestion in that regard. Would you like to?
Yeah, thank you, Milton. Keith Drazik for the transcript. It seems to me that if we're going to embark on this effort, looking at this, at least a suggestion in the context of, we have a finite amount of time and a finite amount of resources to be able to implement and accomplish what the three operational communities have said they need. And that assumes that we're all committed to meeting the earliest possible timeline. So if we're going to embark on that, it seems that the logical first step would be to come up with the menu or the list of all of the implementation issues that have been identified. And then to try to understand better, like, how much time each one of these is going to take, and then to actually have a conversation with the operational communities and to say, the ICG, I think, could act as a coordinator or a facilitator of that conversation. But I think the first step would probably be for IANA staff to come up with a list so we can actually take a look at that and have something to share with the operational communities. I would support us being a facilitator of that conversation, because I think what we're hearing from Elise is that under the current timeline, the current targets, and the current resources, and all of the things that need to get done, is that it's likely they're not all going to get done before, the various stages here. So if there's a prioritization that's needed, let's initiate that conversation sooner rather than later so we can accomplish as many as possible. But it does need to go back to Joe's point and other points that have been made. This needs to go back to the operational communities, and I think that we need to make sure that, to the extent possible, that there's cross-community communication on that to identify what the minimum thresholds are. Thanks.
Lynn.
Thank you. Lynn Sainamore. I support some of what Keith just said, but I'm not at this point agreeing with the ICG being a facilitator. At the end of the day, I think the part that's key is that we've said we'll go back to the operational communities and we'll look for input on their implementation concerns. A piece of that will actually be with respect to things that really impact IANA operations. But IANA operations is going to have to determine long-term how you negotiate requirements across multiple communities when you can't support them all. And prioritization is never a one-way set of here's the order, because there are some things you can do that might be 10th on the list, but you can do them quickly and now. you know, it's always a negotiation, and it really requires direct working relationship between, I think, the operator and the operating communities. So I'm not actually sure there's a facilitation role for us here other than maybe making what I hear from the comments and from Elise's comments the clear request, and it was Joe, I think, who said it this morning, that we ask each one of the OCs to say in their comments that they will work together on critical issues and communicate, you know, appropriately. And I, to Avi's point, I think Avi Doria made a comment in her submission. I think she's looking for a different sort of facilitation activity, and that's another subject, I think. But, you know, I'm really a little lost as to why you think this goes outside of anything other than normal operating procedures between an operator and multiple requests from multiple communities. So you're going to need to sort out long-term anyway.
Okay, go ahead, answer.
I think there's a really difference right now between the normal negotiations between the operator and the people that they support, because that happens daily today. What we're not being given an opportunity to negotiate. We're being told what we have to do. Each community is saying what has to be done. It's being put together in an aggregate proposal, and the expectation is that it will all be done. There's no negotiation here, Lynn. Normal day-to-day operations, there is a negotiation. And what I was proposing, I thought, was that the ICG could say, much like you said, look, there's a whole lot of stuff here. You all want it done at the same time. Have you negotiated or talked about it and seen if it's feasible to get it done? That's the negotiation part. But we're not given that opportunity at this point in time.
Daniel?
Okay. Daniel Kahnbeck. Basically, what Lynn said was my comment. I think let me add one more rationale to it, and that is that I think we're overthinking and overcomplicating this by being the man in the middle here. I think our role is sufficient in pointing this out. Ask the operational communities to talk to each other, but I absolutely agree with Lynn that that's a conversation that the operator needs to have with all the customers, so to speak. And I must say I'm a little bit surprised at your comment, Elise, that you don't have the possibility to negotiate, because the whole SLA SLE thing in my reality is a negotiation process. The only problem is, of course, that you have three customers who all want to be served first. But I don't quite well, in my naivete, I thought that wasn't such a problem, because two of the customers are already satisfied, and the agreements you have with them are relatively stable. Certainly with the protocol parameters, that's been a normal process. So I would expect that you have another conversation with them, and you have an initial conversation with their numbers, and there won't be much contention there. I think your main time would be to discuss with the names, and then coordination isn't really that necessary. But maybe I'm naive.
Others?
Yes, I am in line with what Lane said and what Daniel said. I am not comfortable that that ICG pays any role of facilitator. I don't think that we have been given a task to be a facilitator. And number two, I don't think that, like Elza mentioned, that we should say, have you already gone in sort of the negotiation? It is not our duty. whether they have done or not. The only thing we could say, we assume that this negotiation has been carried out or are being carried out. That's all. But we say, have you got? This is not our duty to ask them whether or not they have it. And this is too much detail. I don't, we are over-regulating the situations. I don't, maybe we are on chômage. We are creating some more work for us. Let us do some other important things that are to be done. So apart from raising the issue that we assume that, first of all, the proposal, combined proposal, are compatible as far as we have announced, assuming that any negotiations or any discussions has already been carried out or are being carried out. That's all. But no facilitator and no asking them, have you done any negotiation or not? This is not our job. Thank you.
Who's next here? Let's see. It's Alyssa. And then Joe.
So first, just an administrative note. We have hit what was supposed to be the end of our session. I've secretariat checked, and the staff is okay to stay 15 minutes over, but I do think we should try to wrap on this within the next, by 5:10, if we can. Well, that's a long queue that you have. If you can wrap by 5:15, then we'll take a 5-minute break and we'll get together around the action items and just have a very brief summary of the action items. So
all you right.
have
until 5:15. And I'm closing the queue, so okay. Let me just make that clear.
Thanks. So there's a couple things that have been said that raise significant red flags from my perspective. One is the notion that we could put things into the proposal under the assumption from the communities that they will be done before the contract expires, and then later, because of operational delays, they actually don't get done. And that, I think, there is an implication of that, and I don't see that as an option. I think if we, whatever this proposal says has to get done before the contract expires, actually has to get done before the contract expires. Otherwise, the contract's not going to expire. And I don't think there's really any wiggle room on that. So, you know, once the text is set, I don't think there's any going back on that. I also think the notion that ICANN hasn't had an opportunity to contribute to the process and express its opinion about all the requirements coming its way is news to me, frankly, because I feel like we've... Okay, so what you wanted was the opportunity to negotiate all of the tenets of the proposal. So I agree, that has not been possible, but I don't think any, at least in the way the whole transition process was set up, I think it was clear from the beginning that wasn't going to be possible. So I would associate myself with the last few commenters. I think there may be some need for the ICG to help the communities talk to each other in the implementation phase, but I don't see it as anything really significant and might not really be needed at all. And I do think it's incumbent upon us. I mean, again, we have a list of implementation items in the proposal now. If we need to flesh that out based on public comments or based on further interaction with the operational communities, I think we should do that. But that should be the source of truth about what the implementation issues are. And I do think, you know, ICANN should have a review of what that list is, and obviously everyone will review that before we finalize it in the text. But that's what the list should be, and it shouldn't be subject to negotiation after the proposal goes in.
Joe Denyari.
Thank you, Joe Aladev. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine for the ICG to kind of start the process and say, hey, it would be useful if the communities had a discussion. But if we're necessary in order to micromanage a discussion among the communities because they can't have it themselves, then when we get to the separation issue, apparently we shouldn't be able to trust them to have it themselves, and we need to be around if there's any separation. This makes no sense. Either the communities act collectively in the interest of the stability and the security of the internet, and we trust them to do so, and they commit to do so, or they don't. If they don't, then we need to put nursemaid functions all across this proposal that don't exist, because we predicated much of this proposal on the incentives of the community and the trust in them. So I think we can call for it, but if the communities do not have the wherewithal within themselves to have a conversation about dependencies and prioritizations on the implementation of limited resources, then there's a lot we need to revisit in this proposal.
Jari Arkko. So I think I agree with the most recent speakers. And I do appreciate that we don't want to overwhelm the IANA department or anybody else for that matter when they do things for the transition. But I just wanted to highlight four things. First, this is not just IANA actions. This is also other parties having to do things. So not all of it falls on the IANA department. IPR, for instance, is primarily elsewhere, or it's a task that the rest of us have to deal with somehow, and IANA is involved, but maybe not us, the primary party. And secondly, many of the tasks could actually be close to completion. Take the SLA example, you know, just a little handwriting and it could be done. So I think that the right way to think about this is that we do have this cross-community coordination already going on, and we already agreed that we will write some more text about that topic based on the comments. So that's good. We have that. And then, like Lynn said, it's an operator-customer interface matter and normal implementation planning. And, you know, given the list and all that, I think we can actually do this.
Means it's me, and I'm disagreeing with most of these people who say we don't need the ICG at all. I find this rather strange. This is a single integrated proposal, and it's a one-off. So all of this talk about how we're micromanaging the operational communities is bullshit, because we have a constraint. It's a time constraint, and we are presenting a single proposal that has to work together, so there has to be some kind of a central clearinghouse just to say, yeah, this has been ticked off. If indeed the SLA gets fixed or this problem gets handled independently by the operational community, so much the better, but doesn't somebody have to be there saying, yeah, that's ticked off, that's going well along? How does the public know that this process is in fact being coordinated? What kind of public transparency is there if we're not in this role just saying, okay, we know that this part is taken care of? It doesn't mean that we're dictating how it happens. It just means that we're facilitating. I really don't understand the resistance to this. I'm not sure what you're afraid of. So that's my view, and we have Paul.
Thanks. Paul Wilson here. It was in response to Alyssa's message about the role of the ICG, the lifetime of the ICG, that we had a discussion amongst the RAR CEOs, and I can say I think that there wasn't the impression that the ICG would be involved with this level of implementation oversight or coordination. Now maybe there's a case for that to be done, but I think our impression was that the ICG's remit was to produce the proposal, and we only went as far as to say it should be a proposal that is accepted, so the ICG needs to be around for long enough to have an accepted proposal, but we weren't getting involved with any kind of implementation, coordination or oversight. And in my mind, I think Elise made some really good points about what might come up in implementation, but I do tend to think that in spite of what Milton said, that it would be easier for the communities to deal with those things directly with the IANA in what will be a negotiation and a planning exercise of sorts, but it doesn't, in my mind, just thinking about it now, it doesn't need to be coordinated. That doesn't need to be coordinated by the ICG. Thanks.
Well,
All right, I think we're done now. we all agree not to agree about this.
Yeah, so we have more time to talk about this ICG role topic tomorrow. No, not now. Now we're over. Yeah. But I would like us to have a conclusion. So on this completeness of the proposal, which is what we were actually started talking about, I think the section of the text in part zero needs to be updated to reflect something that we discussed today. I'm not exactly sure what. Unless you have a summary that you would like to provide. And we will also need a person who is going to carry that forward, right? So we did have a discussion prior to the last 20 minutes about, is the proposal complete? Do we think it's complete? We have to write this down in our text. I don't see anyone really chomping at the bit to do that necessarily, but we have a whole list of action items that are unassigned, so I will add it to that list of unassigned action items that we will go through shortly. So what we're going to do is take a break for a couple of minutes so that the chairs and secretariat can go through the action item list, and then we'll come back with it afterward. The one question that I have is that at several points today, when we were going through looking either at the matrix or the slides, folks pointed out that there was a comment that was missing. You know, this comment should have been in row 3, in this box, or in the matrix someplace. And my question is whether we want to treat the matrix and or the slides as... I was sort of treating them as tools that we just used to facilitate the discussion. And in that respect, we will... would not necessarily need to go through and make sure that they're absolutely complete and clear. So I'm curious of people's feelings about this. If you want to go through and have assigned these actions to make detailed edits to either the deck or the matrix, or if you think that's not necessary, since we will have noted in the minutes where things were missing. Any opinions about whether we need to make the matrix or the deck a sort of stable reference point?
I would suggest we don't, because I'm not sure that even just on the fly, the few we picked up here means that they're now complete. So I think we're kidding ourselves if we think as a result of this discussion that matrix is going to be complete and called out every point in reference. And I think using it more as a template or a framework for the discussions here and noting that clearly is the more responsible thing, frankly.
Yep. People nodding. Okay, so we'll note all of those things in the minutes, but won't assign actions to actually update them. Okay, so let's return at 5:20, and we'll have the action items list for people.